another top diplomat, South Korea's foreign minister, now looks set to take over the helm at the United Nations. He's the only candidate for Secretary General to escape a veto in a crucial but informal Security Council ballot yesterday. NPR's Louisa Lim reports on the man who's likely to replace Kofi Annan.
Ban Ki-moon is a 62-year-old career diplomat, known as a skillful negotiator who's hardworking and has experience at the UN. In an address to the Council on Foreign Relations earlier this year, Ban laid out his vision for the post.
Secretary General should really be a harmonizer, try to demonstrate leadership by example. That's what I have been doing in the past. And I think I can coordinate and reconcile all these divisive opinions among the member states.
He's been South Korea's foreign minister for 2 years, a fact which some say has led to a conflict of interests in this race. Media reports charge that South Korea strengthened his position by strategically increasing its foreign aid budget to Tanzania, which is on the Security Council, and even giving a grand piano to Peru. South Korea's denied these claims. Ban Ki-moon's predecessor as foreign minister, Yoon Yong-kwan, has known Ban for decades since they were university students. He says Ban is a man with standards.
He has been always a person of integrity, humility, and most of all, a strong motivation. I would say he is a tender person who manages his personal relationship quite well. But at the same time, I would say he's a person who sticks to his goals. I mean, he's tough on the inside.
That staunch defense addresses another main criticism, that Ban is soft on the outside, or too weak a character to head the United Nations. According to James Paul from the Global Policy Forum, a non-governmental organization that monitors decision-making at the United Nations, the opaque selection process tends to favor low-key candidates.
It tends to favor a very quiet candidate that's considered to be pliant to the wishes of the permanent members. Basically, they don't want a strong Secretary General, and that's the kind of person they're looking for. Mr. Ban is more or less in that mode, I would say.
Speaking to journalists, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, said he was very pleased and had a lot of respect for Ban. But his comments hardly sounded like a ringing endorsement.
I wish there had been more candidates, but it is what it is. We can't make candidates. We can only make available the circumstances for them to declare themselves.
Job number one, according to Ban, will be reforming the UN's management and financial practices. He's also pledged to play a more active role in urging North Korea to scrap its nuclear weapons programs, as well as seeking to end conflicts in the Middle East and Sudan. In his first comments, Ban told Yonhap News Agency he was delighted, yet felt a heavy sense of responsibility. The Security Council will hold a formal vote next Monday. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.